Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday. And let's recap the week that was with Roy Smith. And let's just jump right into it, Roy. It was it was kind of another interesting week, wasn't it?
Oh, what an interesting week it was. What a good week it was in the soybean market. Looks to me like we've got a harvest low in place, at least for the time being. The low made on the 10th of October, and prices coming out of there like a rocket the rest of the week.
You know me, I like to play devil's advocate sometimes, so I'm going to toss something at you here. Are there times where the dead cat bounce gives us a false harvest low and then would maybe dip significantly lower again?
It's very rare, but it has happened. I'd say it's when it comes off that harvest low with, like this week, 50 cents a bushel in one day. There were 2 years going back quite a ways now, 1997 and 1998, when we saw similar price action. The price shot up a dollar a bushel, or maybe a little more than a dollar a bushel in some cases, and then just kind of floundered around there for a couple of weeks, and then it didn't really go down. It went down a little bit, and then it came back and shot up higher again and actually made a new high. So let's just preface this by saying the market can do anything it wants to, but looking at the price action, it looks like the most likely scenario is that we're going to stay strong for a while.
Sure. So where do we sit on our dead cat bounce at this point?
I normally want to see at least 10 days of trading above that harvest low, and 15 days is a lot more convincing. And at this point, as of yesterday's close, we are just 4 days over it. So we should theoretically have another week of price increases, maybe not necessarily up every day, although, you know, that would be just fine. But we should have at least a week of price increases. And then maybe a little pullback, but by then, you know, if the market keeps doing what it's been doing this week, we could be back in the neighborhood of $13 with cash beans. I understand that's not a prediction. That's just it could happen kind of a deal.
Yeah. Like you said, the market can kind of do whatever it wants. And so if we're going to make it prove the dead cat bounce, we have to have a little time to make sure that this is what it really is.
Absolutely. It's a matter of self-discipline now. And I certainly wouldn't try to discourage anybody from selling beans after they've gone up almost a dollar a bushel. But chances are they'll go further. If it makes you nervous, so I sell a few now and hold most of them to catch some rally next week.
So is at the end of the dead cat bounce, when the dead cat bounce has proven itself, is that when we start on our incremental sales from there on out?
Usually what I'll do is make some sales at a dollar a bushel off the harvest low, and then I wait for another sign or another increment. It might be another dollar up, or it might be 2 weeks. You have to keep in mind if your beans are in commercial storage, what it's going to cost you to pay that commercial storage, and then depending on how inclined you are to gamble, I mean, who knows where the top is, but chances are it'll probably be here before Christmas. Well, that's not saying much. That's 2 months away.
Yeah, and that kind of feeds into that would fit in nice with our drop dead date at the end of the year, right?
Absolutely. I'll be looking for chances to sell increments all along here, and of course I've got about 40% of my beans covered with hedges, and so those are locked in around $13 cash. So I've got some room to play here.
Sure. Now, what about the basis? Has that changed much while while we've kind of bounced hard off what seems like the harvest low at this point?
I've been really disappointed that the basis hasn't improved. And one of the things I always look for in this dead cat bounce is basis improving as the price goes up. Well, guess what? Today we had futures up 17 cents and the basis improved a nickel. So maybe this is the first part of the move that I've been eagerly anticipating, but not very patient about.
So I guess from here on out now, we're continuing to track the dead cat bounce. We're letting, kind of waiting for time to be on our side and just watch that over the next week or 10 days, huh?
That's right. It's time to be vigilant, but also time to be self-disciplined and don't get in a hurry to sell everything when we're just now getting into the range where we want to make some sales. So on the other hand, when I look at $11.90 cash beans, and our bean crop here has been, say, not outstanding, but above average, around 50 bushels an acre or a little better. So, you know, we can make some money at that. And I'm not going to try to discourage anybody if they're inclined to do so, to cash some of that in.
Sure. Any quick words on corn here before we get to the end of the program?
The corn is a little disappointing, although we had an improvement in the corn basis yesterday also. But, this last government report that came out was pretty bullish on beans, but not nearly as bullish on corn. So we may just have to be patient. And our corn harvest is just getting underway now, so it may take a while for the improvement to come in that market.
Sure. All right. For folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Well, we didn't have time this morning to do a field update, so we'll have to do that next week. You can summarize your soybean harvest for us and get into corn next week, okay?
I'll be glad to do that, and hopefully we'll be well into the corn by then.
All right, very good. Thank you much, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome, and we look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets on a Friday morning here at KTIC.